This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. This week, President Bush sent Congress the final budget of his presidency. The spending plan for 2009 would give the federal government its first budget over $3 trillion. Deficit spending would come close to the record of $413 billion in 2004. But the administration predicts a balanced budget by 2012. The budget proposal for next year includes increases for the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security. It calls for spending $70 billion on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the full cost for the year is expected to be higher. The president has been providing money for the wars through emergency spending measures. The administration proposes cuts in the growth of Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare is government health insurance for older people. Medicaid pays for medical care for the poor. The move is unpopular in Congress. But White House Budget Director Jim Nussle says the budget reduces growth in these programs to a level the nation can afford. The president's budget includes a short-term economic growth plan. It also includes an extension of tax cuts, along with assistance for homeowners and more spending for scientific research. Democrats say the budget spends too little on important services and too much when it comes to increasing the national debt. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad says total debts were about $6 trillion at the end of the president's first year. At the end of 8 years in office, he says, that number is expected to rise above $10 trillion. Conservatives in President Bush's Republican Party also criticize the growth in government spending. He entered office with a budget surplus in January of 2001. But his budget director notes that the United States later suffered terrorist attacks and natural disasters that required spending more. The new budget year begins October 1st. Generally, a lot of changes are made in the last budget of a president who is leaving office. This is true especially when Congress is governed by the opposition party. For the first time, Congress received the president's budget request in electronic form. Lawmakers and members of the public can buy traditional printed copies of the huge document if they wish. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. For transcripts and MP3s of our reports, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.